it's in Japan or Yugoslavia, that the people feel the validity, feel the magnetism of jazz music, as I play it anyway. This magnetism that actually comes from people in the ghettos who had this feeling of the joy of life in spite of the poverty or the pressures that they have to live under. And that is, to me, is the spirit of jazz, this overcoming of the sad areas that they live in, or lies, or lack of, different things in life.
Yeah, we actually broadcast to Yugoslavia, so I always imagine people watching, from there, I think. Just again, a general question about jazz. I wanted to ask your opinion on this. A lot of people feel that to really become a great jazz musician, you have to make a commitment, you have to sacrifice perhaps money, perhaps even other forms of music. People say you shouldn't play pop, you should commit to jazz. What's your view on that?
What I think a person should do, what they feel they should do. I wouldn't direct anyone into music unless they are fully 100% really want to play music, especially jazz music. This is a creative art, and any kind of music is going to take 99% of your time just to learn this craft. And whether it turns into an art form depends on you and your public or your luck sometimes or whatever. I mean, it goes beyond, thinking about money, that has nothing to do with music. Not at all. Music is a single track like that. And if you get the money, or if you get renowned or whatever, that's the icing on the cake. That is the icing on the cake.
Somebody wanted to follow in your footsteps. If there's been anything important that you've learned, if there's been any moment when you really understood the key?
No, I don't think it's possible, because everyone has a different life and a different destiny, a different fate, a different path to follow. Nobody can follow in my footsteps like I can follow in any of my idols or my heroes' footsteps. But I think if they're going to be involved with music, they have to be involved 100% to get the maximum of potential out of what they're doing. Unless they just want to be a moderate musician, or they could just play and be a sideman in a band. But I love just playing with rhythm section, which takes the utmost of creativity, and you have the utmost of space to work in, to broaden the scope, but to keep people interested in what you're doing. In fact, it's going to be boring sitting and listening to a saxophone player who's playing the same thing all the time. What does it mean? I love to listen to the bass player play, the contrabassist, the pianist. I love. I like to hear the drummer swinging and playing solos. Music to me is a dedication 100% of your time and your values. And it's also your lifestyle also too. I think being very positive about most things when possible, seeing the brighter side of things, as opposed to seeing always the darker side, no matter how bad the weather is or what's going on. I mean, it's the optimism of Mother Nature that you can help do plenty. Because I think if you put happy sounds on the planet, someone somewhere will feel it, and it will help out whatever the condition.
So somebody coming to see you play, I guess you want to make them happy, is that the main goal? Or?
It's not a matter I want to make them happy. Yes, I hope they, because happy is a good feeling, but I think I would like for them to, what I want to do is to have them to be able to share the, how can I put it, to share the experiences that I and the musicians that are working with me have, how we create things together. Improvisation, how we improvise on each other, how the vibrations, because I really like to use the vibrations from the public to help us with this creativity called jazz. I think that's what it's all about. I don't like studios, to play in studios, just even record dates turn me off, and all I see the microphones and no people, because I have nothing to no vibrations there, just seeing these microphones, everything is cold, and whereas in a club or a concert, I see the people, and I can feel them. I can feel them when I walk on stage, And especially when they're open, when they are open, and then the musicians can give and it all comes together. That's, and it swings, that's it.
You're somebody who believes in chakras and all this kind of thing?
Yes, the spiritual side of everything, because it is the spirit. It is the spirit. This is the spirit's ability to wander, to the aura, to voyage, to all over the planet. That freedom, yeah, it's a chakra, sure. I've been a student of all many philosophies, everything from, I grew up as a Baptist, Christian Baptist, Methodist. My friends were Catholics. My friends were Muslims. You know, I read the Quran. I read the Jewish Torah. I mean, all the Zen, Buddhism. I mean, I'm an avid reader of philosophies, everything from Nietzsche to Freud to, because I like to know why, what's happening, what's going on, why am I here, what's happening with the people, you know? And it keeps it interesting, because I'm going every place, I'm seeing different people, and supposedly different cultures, and, but I find it's all more or less the same.